scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
And Megan, you're hanging out at home, and we still have not decided exactly what we want to call the studios. I go with the Cherry Table Studios.
I don't know. It's hard to beat the Kitchen Island Studios, so I'm just going to have to think on this a little bit more.
Cherry Table just sounds so NPR, though. I like it.
It does.
Broadcasting live from Times Square in the Cherry Table Studios. It's great stuff.
If only I could have that voice.
I know, right? I'll open it up for you every time. So really excited about this. You know, I love going to see movies, and 3D has been, something that I love to watch. But also, there's something that makes 3D look like nothing right now, because there's a new thing called 4DX.
Oh, my goodness.
A new way to experience a movie like you've never seen it before. There's a movie theater that's working on this, and it's a way to design and engage all five of your senses, and they're going to open this in London later on this week. So smell-a-vision is going to exist.
I was just going to say smell-a-vision. I've been waiting for this my whole life.
I know. So this theater is going to feature high-tech motion seats, special effects that's going to simulate wind, snow, fog, lightning, water, any scents that you might smell, and more. And the idea is being the action on the screen is right to your seat. It's going to basically be or fully immersed in all of the movie experiences. So
the only thing left is taste-o-vision. I didn't hear that on the list.
Well, I feel like if you smell it, you're going to taste it, right?
I guess.
I mean, it's just going to get... I mean, they're just going to blow all that wind, and it's just going to get in your mouth, and it's just going to...
It's starting to not sound as good, actually.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, another thing...
You have to really decide on really which movie you're going to watch, and you have to find out.
That's very, very true. What smells and tastes are you going to be exposed to?
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know about Jurassic Park. Seems like it'd be really stinky. Mm. Yeah.
There's the big sneeze from that brontosaurus.
Oh.
It's all snotty and gross.
Ew, no. No thanks. And no thanks to this. Apparently, Amazon employees are being written up for going to the bathroom. Breitbart claims that Amazon warehouse employees go to the bathroom in bottles because they fear being written up for taking too many bathroom breaks. The site claims employee bathroom breaks are timed, and that Amazon was recently granted patents for employee wristbands that will pinpoint their location at work.
You know, I remember when they were getting the patents for this, and I understand kind of keeping track of workflow and how everything's going, especially when you're one of the largest companies and you got a lot of stuff going on, but I think that's going a little bit too far when it comes to your bathroom breaks.
That definitely is going too far.
I feel like you get to like turn off your wristband when you go to the bathroom and then you can come back. So
right, exactly.